Well, there have been emotional scenes at a court hearing regarding the future of terminally ill baby Charlie Gard. Charlie was born with a genetic condition that's left him in a vegetative state. Doctors want to turn off life support, but his parents are in court to get permission for him to be sent to the US for treatment. His parents stormed out of the hearing in London today, his father slamming his fist down and complaining of bias. Family spokesman Alastair Seton Marsden read the statement outside court saying they want more specialist doctors to treat Charlie.
We hope that the judge and the courts will finally rule in favour of us seeking treatment elsewhere. We love him more than life itself. If he is still fighting, then we are still fighting.
LBC reporter Vincent McAvinney was in court, and Vincent is with me. Hi, Vincent. Good morning, or good evening your way.
Good morning.
Vincent, so what did the experts in court have to say today?
Well, this has been a long-running legal battle for Charlie Gard's parents. They had been to the High Court where we were before 3 months ago. The case then went to the Court of Appeal, Supreme Court, and the European Court of Justice as well. And it was back in the High Court today. The same judge was sitting. And it was basically a review that the Great Ormond Street Hospital had allowed to go on of some new medical evidence that had come to light from a U.S. doctor. Now, in this country, we can't name him for legal reasons. There's a restriction on saying who he is. But he is very senior in this field of medicine. Now, he gave evidence in the court in April in written form to the judge, which said that it was very unlikely that the treatment that he is working on would work for Charlie Gard. He'd done it on a number of patients that have a slightly different genetic variation of the mitochondrial disease that Charlie has, but he couldn't say that it would work on the types that Charlie, in fact, has. And at that point, he was also saying he was told from the review of information that the brain damage that Charlie had already sustained because his head has not been growing would mean that whatever treatment he could give him wouldn't work because that was irreparable. Now, today that doctor appeared via video link and went through some of these points with the court. There was a lot of detailed medical analysis, but it turned out that he hadn't got as good a grip of the details of Charlie's case as it seemed. He rode back a lot on what he said in April, but he'd also done some research since then into his, he'd got some figures back from the drug that he's developing, which said that Charlie had a greater chance of this drug working, a sort of 10% chance, he basically said, which was higher than he thought in April, of this drug being able to cross between the blood-brain barrier and able to help him. But what he hadn't seen was the MRI. So it got to the point today where the judge simply turned to the New York video link and said to him, can you come and see Charlie? Because we've taken what you said with such weight here that I think you need to come and see him. So it was decided at the end of the day that next week there will be a meeting with doctors from Great Ormond Street, the US doctor, and legal representatives for everyone to decide in mediation what would happen next in this case.
But can you just clarify, so this doctor, this US doctor neurologist is saying that there is, what, a 10% chance of Charlie getting better? Because it's been reported that he said there's a 50% chance. Is it 10 or 50?
Well, this is what's interesting. There is, I'm not a medical expert, but from listening to the court today, there are two types of things with this drug. There is the restorative work it can do to the muscles and organs, and then there's the restorative work it can do to the brain. Now, the mitochondria in cells are the energy centers, and basically the condition that he has zaps the mitochondria of what they need to produce energy. And so the organs start going into a sort of a failure state. The muscles stop working. So the normal tests that you do to test someone's brain, like reflex tests, for instance, can't be done because Charlie's muscles simply can't move. And his brain has gone into a weakened state. The last MRI was done in January. Another one hasn't been done since, but that showed that there had been some damage to Charlie. So there's questions now as to whether or not if this doctor could administer his treatment in the U.S., because there's a greater chance that it will work on the muscles and be able to cross into the cells in the muscle. It would therefore provide the muscles with the energy so that when they do the reflex tests, which would test how what kind of state Charlie's brain is in, they would then get a clearer idea of what was going on there. And then there is this link between the blood brain, whether what the treatment would provide in the muscles would then cross into brain cells as well and be able to help Charlie. That is the real question mark here. So for Charlie Gard's family, some hope. But it did get heated in court today. This morning, they became frustrated with the judge when they thought that he'd taken comments they'd made about Charlie's quality of life and whether or not he was experiencing pain out of context. The father, Chris Gard, slammed his fist on the table and walked out of court. Connie Yates, the mother, ran out after him and they missed a section of the trial. And there was also a discrepancy in the measurement, which the judge called simply absurd. Now, Greater Ormond Street Hospital had been measuring Charlie, of course, through his time there. And there was a discrepancy in their measurement of Charlie's head to mother Connie Yates's measurement of Charlie's head of 2 centimetres. Now, the doctor from the US admitted that if the head hadn't grown, it would be the strong sign to him that there was brain damage going on. And that Connie Yates, the mother, said that it was 2 centimetres larger than what the hospital is now recording it as. So the judge ordered that an independent person has to go and measure Charlie's head today. We'll be back in court tomorrow afternoon where all the legal parties will come together to decide when to have this big mediation meeting next week and whether or not his head has grown.
Thank you, Vincent. That is Vincent McAvinney, LBC reporter, News Talk ZB.